Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, my friends. So, as you know, Valentine's Day is nearly upon us, and there's all kinds of different types of love out there. There's love between a mom and her baby or a dad and the baby. There's that kind of love. It's from your parents. And then there's lots of different ways to express it throughout the whole wide world. There's lots of different ways to say it. And then there's love that comes between siblings, like brothers or sisters, or even cousins, family love. And that's super nice and wonderful too. And then there's romantic love, which is the smoochy kisses loves mommies and daddies will have with each other. Or, you know, when you watch the movie and the princess and the prince get married and they have a smoochy kiss, there's that kind of love. But I think it's important for us to really get into the family love right now. There'll be time for the smoochy kissy loves when we get older. So let's focus on that for right now, shall we?
Yes.
Yes. So I want to read you a story about some sisters, some family that love each other. Are you ready? So today's story is called Love Comes First. And this story was written by Jenna Bush Hager and Barbara Pierce Bush. It's illustrated by Ramona Kolzotsky. And it is read today by Mommy and
Wokapowski.
What?
Wokapowski.
Okay. Wokapowski. Are you ready? Then let's do it. Love comes first. We are sisters first. My sissy and me. Partners in life for eternity. Together as one, we've done it all. Helping each other stand strong and stand tall. Surrounded by our proud chorus of girls, we're conquering the world in our suits and our pearls. But over the years, our families grew. A marriage, a cousin, half-siblings too. Aunties and uncles and kittens who roar, filled homes with laughter. And we wanted more. You know, it's so true. A lot of families have more than one kid, and there are siblings. And sometimes people will get married, and then there will be more siblings, half siblings, that come into the family, too. There's lots of different kinds of families. So we wished on a star for someone to come, for our family to grow as big as the sun. We've grown so much inside and out. Please give us a sibling to boost our count. It's okay if they're different, not exactly like us. We'll care for them always, and in us they can trust. But no matter what, through best and the worst, help us remember that love comes first. But, oh, guess what's going to happen here? I'm seeing ahead a little bit. It worked! Surprise! A new baby arrives. We cuddled him, nuzzled him, and we sang out loud, "Our little brother will make us proud."
Mm-hmm. But do you know that that's the thing? With little babies, they have to do a lot of growing up, don't they? But we didn't always see eye to eye. He grabbed our toys and climbed very high, and he scribbled in crayon all over the wall. Our bro, all run, all tackle, all crawl. Yikes. Well, we know that we should not color on the walls, don't we? Especially not with crayon or, ooh, worse yet, marker or pen. No, 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 no. And then, oh, wow, a precious new cousin. She made us so happy we wished for a dozen. Our girl was so sweet, but so much slower, barely crawling while we roamed all over. We thought with more, our pack would clear hurdles. But with these two littles, we all just moved like turtles. It's true, as you get older, you move faster. And little ones can go pretty slow, right? And we have some cousins, so we know exactly what that's like. Our friends' families had grown, and now ours had too. But this wasn't the dream we'd hoped would come true until we remembered our wish on a star, our promise to love them just as they are. It's okay if they're different, not exactly like us. We'll care for them always, and in us they can trust. But no matter what, through the best and the worst, help us remember that love comes first. Sometimes we're a school of fish at play, expertly practicing water ballet. And in the picture, we can see them using their imaginations, pretending that they're mermaids or fish. Now we're marching in formation, or cat rock stars on our own radio station. That's fun too. If you're in a marching band, you get to have a hat and you get to march in line with everyone else. But if you are a cat rock star, you get to dress up like a cat and sing rock and roll music and maybe play guitar or something. And that's pretty fun, too. Mm-hmm, exactly. In fact, this guy kind of looks like you, huh? See, he's got your glasses on. Mm-hmm. Super fun. Explorers, we trek bravely through the unknown. Archaeologists, we study huge dinosaur bones. And so now we see all the cousins and they're using their imaginations, imagining that they are in prehistoric times when the dinosaurs were alive and volcanoes were erupting. That sounds pretty dangerous, huh? I think I would use my imagination to do something. Oh, look at what they've done now. We're a pack of wild lions running together, or team of magicians casting spells on the weather. And they are using their imaginations for that. Boy, if they were a team of magicians, guess what spell they were going to cast? Well, what does it look like? They have their magic wands, and it looks like they're making the sky rain down candy. I don't know about that. As giraffes in the jungle, we're as high as the sky. As submarine divers, we watch whales pass us by. Wow. I don't know which one I would like more, to pretend to be a giraffe or to pretend to be a submarine driver. What do you think? Yeah? All right. We're shimmering stars in the Milky Way. We're Broadway actors staging a play. Wow. And they're using all their costumes, because there's a lion and there's a giraffe and there's a tree and there's a magician. Do you ever use your imagination to play something like that? I do too. Dear brother, sweet cousin, and all who we love, your talents and beauty are sent from above. Though we may not always be in the same place, you stay in our hearts, and you can't be erased. Friends become family, and families become friends. There's always room, because love never ends. Our hearts will get bigger as our families grow because love is infinite. That's all you must know. And our long ago wish, we still think of each day as we count all the blessings that sent love our way. It's okay if you're different, not exactly like us. We'll care for you always, and in us you can trust. And no matter what, through the best and the worst, we will always remember that love comes first. And yeah, we can see that there's a lot of cousins here in this picture. And I think... Yeah, and I think that the two of them are twins. Yeah, right? It's really nice to have that many cousins to play with, isn't it? You have that many. You've got a lot of cousins. And family love is one of the best kinds of love there is, isn't it? And that is the... Emma-ma-na. What? No. The... Whew. Or the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.